Namaste and welcome to the Pure Flow Yoga Live Class and Conversation Podcast, a place where we get to go deep, connect, and open our bodies, hearts, and mind together to spread love, inspiration, and good vibes. We're living in truly extraordinary times. The world is changing in a unique, profound, and unprecedented way. The best approach to staying centered, balanced, grounded, strong, and at ease in these times of transition is to prepare ourselves spiritually, physically, and emotionally. I believe yoga, meditation, and music are helping to awaken, unify, and harmonize people all around the world. So I really hope you enjoy these classes. If you want to stay connected, sign up for our love letter at pureflow.yoga to stay totally current on all of our upcoming blog and podcast releases, as well as our online and in-person events around the world. And if you love what we're doing, please consider supporting us with a small donation at pureflow.yoga/podcast. Your journey to being more inspired, embodied, and connected begins now. So welcome everyone. We'll start today on our backs, lying with our feet together, our knees open wide. Perhaps there's a block underneath our heart, so between our two shoulder blades and our head can rest on either a second block or a cushion. Some of you might like to bring one hand to your belly and one hand to your heart and take the next few breaths to connect to your biorhythms, connect to the breath, the heart, notice. Is it fast or is it slow? Deep breath in, and as you exhale, let out a beautiful sigh, letting go. Take a moment to feel the connection between all parts of your body and the earth below it. Imagining that every point of contact is sending down a solid spiraling root down to the center of the earth. And as you inhale, you're drawing earth's energy up into your body, and as you exhale, cleansing and releasing down into those roots, down into the center of the earth, any density, any heaviness. Each exhale, feeling the groin soften, the hips soften. Just feeling a lightness starting to come over the legs. So today, I'm excited to start, for the next 5 days, our yoga class is dedicated to exploring the chakras, these subtle energy bodies, the wheels of light, these invisible gateways or regulators of life's energy, our biological batteries, some might call them. So in yoga, we always say, as above, so below. So whatever is happening in the physical body, there's a manifestation of our psychology. Our psychology our biography becomes our biology. And at the root of every physical experience, malady, discomfort, is an emotional reality to be explored. And as we explore it, then we come into a place of healing. So scanning the body and just sending the breath to anywhere that maybe is feeling dense or tight. And today we begin our exploration with the Muladhara Chakra, the Earth Chakra. And the Earth Chakra is at the base of our spine, and it's connected to our legs, our hips, our pelvis, our feet. We can make a space for you over here. Root chakra is really connected to our feeling of safety, of our needs being met, feeling secure. So in this lying down meditation right now, I want you to consider, how does your physical body feel this morning? How does your vitality feel? Are you feeling grounded? Not, what do you need in your life to feel more grounded, more stable, more secure? I'm considering, if I did feel more stable and grounded within myself, how would that look? What would I do? So take your last three full breaths here, breathing in the questions. And when you're ready, take your hands outside of your knees to draw the knees together, rolling onto any side, and then finding your way up into a seated meditation, please. So we'll take a special earth element Muladhara Chakra Mudra today. So take your ring finger, the one next to your pinky, with your thumb together. Lengthen the spine, relax the belly. Good morning, everyone. How's everyone feeling today?
Good.
Pretty good? Any requests for practice today? Any poses you definitely want to try or definitely don't want to try? Full trust is a sign of a balanced Muladhara Chakra, everyone. So well done. So let's close the eyes. I'm just feeling this connection between the thumb and the ring finger. So when our Muladhara Chakra is out of balance, it can look like feeling ungrounded, feeling unstable, addictive behavior, lack of self-worth, feeling disconnected or a loss of control. It can also manifest as distrust or sluggishness. And when it's in balance, then we really value ourselves. We feel grounded and connected. And take a moment to set an intention for yourself for this root chakra, how you can feel more rooted and more grounded, more balanced, more trust, more stability. And we'll open singing to the ruler of the Muladhara Chakra. His name is Ganesha, the ruler of the Muladhara Chakra and the remover of obstacles. So we can sing repeating after me. Offering our practice to balancing our root chakra, creating more stability and security in our inner worlds and in our outer worlds. I'm bowing to your heart and softly open the eyes. Release your right foot forward, please, beginning by awakening our lower body, that which is associated with the earth element. Interlace the hands behind the belly of the thigh, roll the shoulders back. And as you inhale, slowly lengthen your heel all the way up. And exhale, gently release. Connecting our movements with our breath. Inhale to lengthen, stay awake in all four corners of the feet. And exhale to release. Close your eyes. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Beautiful, everyone. Next, inhale, stay lengthened. Spread your toes. Walk your hands to the shin or to the arch of the foot, elbows wide. Lengthen the spine, lift the heart. And as you exhale, draw the leg in towards you. So you're pressing the back of the leg, but making sure to keep a nice long spine. Close your eyes and breathe into the sensation. Notice if there's any tightness there. adding a twist. Take your left fingertips outside your right pinky toe. Your right fingers extend behind you. Root your tailbone. As you inhale, lengthen the crown of the head. And as you exhale, twist, extending as long as possible from fingers to the balls of the feet. And then lengthen from the tailbone to the crown of the head. Inhale, head and gaze forward. Soft bend in the knee. Take your right foot into the arch of the left elbow, hugging around the knee to cradle the leg. Lift your foot, spread your toes, draw the foot in, lengthen the spine, and then rock your leg, baby, side to side, awakening the hip. If, like me, you've got a lot of energy stored in the hips, this is where a lot of the holding of the Muladhara chakra goes, then feel free to let out a sigh anytime to drop deeper into the release. Your sighs empower other sighs. True story. Come back to center, lift the heel, draw it in, close your eyes, take three beautiful breaths into these hips that store these energies, these hips that represent how we move forward in life with ease and grace or with stuckness. And then gently we'll release right foot into the hand. Come either into a half lotus, Ardha Padmasana, or gently lower the right foot in front of the left, flesh away from the sits bones. Inhale, sweep your arms to the sky, interlace the hands, palms up, reach long, and exhale, chin to chest. Relax your shoulders. Inhale, look up. And just begin to draw some circles on the sky with your hands. So three circles in both directions. Stay grounded and rooted through both sit bones. And then coming back to center, root down, rise up, inhale, release the hands and slowly float them to the earth as you gently begin to fold forward, coming onto your fingertips and gently rocking side to side. And breathing in and out through the nose or in through the nose and letting it out with a sigh, finding stillness. Move your jaw side to side. Stretch the muscles of your face. Taking three more breaths here in a still pose, walking your fingertips a little bit more deeply forward as you inhale, and as you exhale, ground your sit bones, hug your low belly in, the forehead maybe comes to the earth. You can lift your armpits. And with your next inhale, gently come back. Take your hands behind you and both legs come forward and just take a moment to feel the difference side to side. Can you feel that? Yeah? Or not? Okay, take your right foot in, left foot grounds, interlace the hands behind the belly of the thigh, roll the shoulders back to lift the rib cage and lengthen the spine. And finding that connection with our breath again, inhale takes our heel to the sky, and exhale, gently we release. Again, when you're ready, close the eyes and connect your movement and your breath together. So notice if your leg wants to go really fast, but your breath is going slow, and see if you can harmonize. So you can spread your toes, pressing out through the ball of the foot. Relax the shoulders. And with your next inhale, walk your hands up the shin, maybe to the arch of the foot, elbows wide, lengthen the spine, draw the leg in towards you, and close your eyes again as you connect with the sensation of this opening of the back of your leg. Take the right hand outside the pinky toe edge of the foot or the shin of the right leg. Left fingertips extend behind. Root down the tailbone, grow tall through the crown of the head, and as you exhale, spiral the rib cage, coming into a twist. Longest line possible from the four corners of the feet to the hand. Bend your knee as much as you need to keep the spine long. So what we want here is to really cultivate length of spine. So shoulders down the back, heart lift and lengthens. And gently turn the head and gaze forward, release, bend the knee, cradling the leg by bringing left foot into right elbow crease, hug around, interlace the hands if that's available, lift your heel, draw the foot in, and then gently rock your hip baby open. Keep lifting your heart, keep lifting your rib cage away from the belly. Beautiful, everyone, come back to center. Lift your heel, draw your foot in, and close your eyes for three cleansing, balancing breaths. So we're gonna introduce the seed sound or the bead sound of the Muladhara chakra is Lam. So let's try it together, big breath in. Lam. Gently releasing the foot into the hand, coming either into a half lotus or bringing left foot forward, flesh away from the sits bones. Arms up, inhale, take your hands in a prayer and bending at the elbows, bring your hands to the back side of the heart, opening the shoulders and hug the belly in to take the fold out of the low back. Inhale, arms to the sky, exhale, release. Inhale, arms up, this time take opposite elbows and exhale, chin to chest. Inhale, look up, lengthen your hands to the sky, and exhale, gently float the hands forward, beginning to fold. So you can come right onto your fingertips. Notice that the sit bones want to come up off the earth, so hug your low belly in. Inhale, look up to draw the shoulders back, root your sit bones, and exhale to walk the fingers forward. Maybe you're swaying a little bit side to side, or maybe you're finding stillness. But you are finding your breath. That's the key. Use your breath to create space, to really ground. We're going to have a little Ganesha party today. Inhale, look up. Roll over, come on to hands and knees, spreading the toes, spreading the fingers, bring your shoulders right over your wrists, making sure the heels of your hands are parallel to the top of the mat. Dip your belly down, look up, draw your shoulders back. We'll stay here for a full breath cycle. It's awakening our low back, so often low back issues translate into not feeling supported, not feeling like we have the financial means to feel safe. Round your tailbone down, round the spine, ripple through the spine, chin to chest, come onto your fingertips and stay here for a full breath cycle. Breathing into whatever sensation is arising. So let's do this slow motion again. Plant the hands, dip the belly, arch the spine, lift the shoulders away from the ears, close your eyes for a full breath cycle, breathing love and support into the low back. Draw your shoulder blades together, and now round, chin to chest. So we'll continue to flow between these two poses with your own breath rhythm. So inhale to look up, exhale to arch and round. Maybe the eyes are closed to cultivate pratyahara, inner seeing, by closing off our senses, or maybe they're just soft. And feel welcome to add in any movements now of the spine, of the hips, of the head, of the wrist. Just take a moment to awaken your body, your spine, however feels natural and organic for you this morning. So no need to look at what other people are doing. Maybe you're drawing S shapes or circles. Imagine that you're a wild animal waking up first thing in the morning. What would your cat do? What would your dog do? A lot of the yoga poses are just inspired by nature. And in the next few breaths, let's find our way into a wide-legged child's pose. Our big toes touching. Our knees as wide as the mat. Wiggle your belly between the knees. Walk your fingertips forward, coming onto your fingertips to lift the armpits. Hug the belly in to ground the sit bone. Take a deep breath in. Exhaling from the mouth, we walk our fingertips a little more deeply forward. Walk your hands over to the right, please. Maybe your left hand rests on top of your left. Keep your left sit bone grounding, rooting. Inhale back through center and exhale to your second side, please. Right hand over left. Keep your left, sorry, your right sit bone grounding. And gently come back to center and onto all fours, please. Take the knees to touch. Lengthen your right leg behind you, the ball of foot on the earth, and gently pulse through the back of the right foot. So your right foot is grounded. And switch sides, bring your right knee down, left leg extends behind you, ball of the foot. You got it. And then come back, both knees. This time, inhale, lift your right leg all the way up. Balance your hips, spread your toes. And if it's available to you, the left hand comes forward. Inhale, lift and lengthen, reach long. Exhale, round, hug elbow and the knee to the midline. Rooting down, pressing the earth away from under the right. Inhale, reach forward and up. Exhale, hug in. Last one, inhale, reach forward and up, lift and lengthen, and if it's available, reach around the body, kick the foot into the hand, and smile the face. There we go. Beautiful. And gently release the foot, hand to the earth, and take your foot all the way over to your right. So you may be bringing your foot onto your friend's mat. Uh-oh, loss of control. How does that feel? Muladhara chakra, relax the shoulders. Sit on your heel. Release your hands. As you inhale, sweep with the left hand across the right toes. Exhale, left hand behind, lift the hips, sweep open, gate pose. So inhale, sweep across, left hand, right foot. And exhale, press the hips, turn the gaze to the hands. A few more rounds, inhale. Exhale. So you're rooting through the heel of the right foot. Keep flowing. Next time you're lifted, stay lifted. Press the foot down, root the foot down, reach the arm alongside the ear. Press your hips forward, reach. Beautiful. Lift your right leg off the ground. Reach the hand around to the top of the foot, spread your toes. Press your hips forward, kick the foot into the hand, opening again through the hip, the lower back. Chaos. And gently release. Take your arms to the sky. And draw your right knee back in. Take your arms by the side and float into a child's pose. Knees together, forehead to the earth, arms alongside the body. So now you know what's coming on the second side, so you might need to stagger yourselves a little bit more. And just take a moment to come back. What do you need to feel safe and grounded? What happens when someone else does come into your space? How can you feel safe and grounded? Coming up onto hands and knees, please. Take your knees to touch. Lengthen your left leg, hip height. Spread out through the toes. Right arm reaches forward. Inhale, look up, lift and lengthen. Exhale, hug the knee and the chest in. Two more. Inhale, reach forward. Stay lifted. Some of us are going to bend our knee, reach around the body, take hold of the top of the foot, kick the foot into the hand, blossom the heart open, feel the lower back awakening, and if it's available to you to smile the face, you're welcome. Beautiful. Gently release the hand, the leg. Take the leg over to your right. Come all the way up, arms to the sky, toes to the sky. Gate pose variation and gently release, sitting onto right heel. Left fingertips behind. Right hand, inhale, sweep it across. Exhale, right hand behind. Lift your hips, sweep left arm, press the hips forward. And reverse, inhale. Exhale. Few more rounds with your own breath. Inhale. Nice. The next time you're lifted, baby side angle pose. Push the foot into the earth, press your hip forward, take the arm long against the ear, pinky finger turns down, shoulder relaxes away from the ear. Beautiful, shift the weight to the right knee, lift the left leg, bend the knee, baby Ardha Chandra Chapasana, take the hand to the foot, kick the hip forward, open the heart, and again, if you can smile the face and enjoy this balancing of our Muladhara chakra, go for it. Gently release the leg, come all the way back up. Both knees. Tuck your toes. Open the heart, inhale. Exhale, heart chakra opening pose. Gently bow your hands to the earth, walk them forward. Keep your hips above the heels as you melt your heart, maybe your chin to the ground. So your hips are 90 degrees above your knees and you're drawing your shoulder blades together. Slide onto your belly. Take your forearms shoulder distance. Spread your fingers. Make sure that the forearms are parallel as you root down through your hands and draw the energy in towards the belly. Tops of the feet root down. Fire up the knees. Press your pelvic floor into the earth. Inhale, look up. Exhale, chin to chest. With the breath, tops of the feet root down. Inhale, look up. Exhale, chin to chest. Inhale, look up. You can stay here, relax your shoulder, keep pressing down through the forearms, draw the energy in towards you and see if you can really breathe into the low back, breathe space into the low back. Low back represents this feeling of support. Muladhara is all about support and groundedness. And one of the great ways that we can call in more support into our life is by building our core strength. So tuck your toes, lift your hips, forearm plank, please. Pull the kneecaps up, maybe gently rocking forward and back. Make sure you're breathing. I'm hearing some gasps. And when you're ready, see if you can walk your feet in to a forearm dog, dolphin pose. Keep pushing down through the forearms. Keep making sure that the forearms are parallel. Notice if the elbows are splaying out, bring them back into alignment. Come onto the balls of your toes. Look between the elbows. Beautiful. Now bend your knees a lot. Push into your hands a lot. And at the same time, come up, downward facing dog. Take your feet hips distance, take your hands shoulders width, come high onto the toes, please. Soft bend in the knees as you press your belly to the thighs, lengthening your spine, relaxing your neck and dancing your dog side to side. Relax your shoulders away from the ears. And if you are pedaling the dog side to side, imagine that you're moving through honey. So it's sticky, it's slow, it's viscous. You don't hear the word viscous every day. Boom, boom. Okay, step the feet together. Inhale, sweep your right leg to the sky, awakening your ankle 3 times in both directions. Soft elbow, soft knee. Beautiful. Now bring your foot to the bum. Open your hips. Stack your right hip on top of your left. Keep your right armpit square, your foot awake, and press your foot over to the left, please. So this is our fire hydrant pose. Inhale, lengthen leg to the sky. Exhale, hug the knee into the chest and step the foot between the hand, back knee to the earth. Walk your hands to the knee. Now some of us, we have 2 blocks, so we can bring those 2 blocks on the on either side. Lift and spread your toes, roll your shoulders back, lift the heart, inhale. Take a cushion underneath your knee if you need, otherwise I'm just coming into this lunge. So option to have hands on the knee, or maybe you're pushing your hands into the block and as you, or the earth, if you can reach. And as you push down into the block, lift your chest, draw your shoulders back, maybe the chin to the sky. Breath is flowing. Ah. Keep drawing your shoulders back. Lift the heart. Inhale. And then exhale. Draw your chin in. Bring your hands to the inside of the foot. Heel toe your foot to the edge of the mat for gecko lunge. Tuck your back toe. Fingertips underneath the shoulders. Look up to lengthen. Always we open and expand before we deepen and contract. Gently lower. Left arm, right arm. Maybe you're on your fingertips. Maybe you're on blocks. Maybe you're on forearms. If your hips are already feeling pretty open, then come on to your pinky toe edge of the foot and let your knees splay out to the side. If you're feeling super strong today, tuck your back toe, lift your back leg, lift your back hip. The key thing is to really check in with the breath. Are you breathing? Are you feeling grounded and stable, or are you shaky and overexerting? Just come to your edge. We're gonna twist it. So some of us are gonna come onto the fingers, otherwise we'll shift the weight to left forearm. Lift the back foot, so ground the knee if it's lifted. Inhale, sweep your right arm up and over to take hold of the foot. You can also work with the strap here. And then again, kick the foot into the hand, blossom and spiral the heart open to the sky. Keep your toes spread. Relax your face. And gently release the leg. Heel toe the foot back to the center of the mat. Come onto your fingertips. Lift your hip a lot. Pull your heart forward. Lift and spread your toes. Low lunge. Bend your knee 90 degrees over the ankle, please. And shift the weight to your left fingertips or left fingertips on a block for our crescent lunge twist. Inhale, open your right arm to the sky. Open your armpit, open your fingers. Lift your hip a little bit higher and roll it to the back edge of your foot. Keep that knee bent 90 degrees, please. As you exhale and open, it's like you're curling over a ball. So let yourself lean back a little bit. Beautiful. Inhale here. Exhale, plant your hands and step back to the top of a push-up. Hug your belly in. Gently pulse forward and back. Building core fire to help support our lower back, to help support us to feel grounded and stable. Your shoulders are over your wrists. Your shoulders are higher than your hips, which are higher than your heels. And then come back to center. Some of us are gonna lower our knees down. Some of us are gonna lower halfway and then all the way. Interlace the hands behind the back, please. As you inhale, interlace the fingers, Shalabhasana, pull the heart up. Zip your legs together, spread the toes, pull the kneecaps up. Maybe Charlie's Angel grip with your hands. Little yogic love gun and it's my euphemism, I don't know. Pull the kneecaps up, lift the heart and smile the face if it's available to you as you connect to this grounding through the pelvic floor. And are you so excited for what comes next? Lift the heart, lift the heels, exhale, hands beneath the shoulders. Take your variation of child's pose. I could feel your excitement. Just take a moment to feel safe and grounded in your breath. The Muladhara Chakra is connecting to our physical body, our bones, our structure. It's the most primal of all of the chakras. It relates to, you know, our fundamental energy associated with instinct, survival and safety. So take a moment to slow down your breath. Take a big breath in, and as you exhale, long. One more. downward facing dog, please. Walk your fingertips forward, tuck your toes, lift your hips. Lengthen the spine, dance your dog. And stepping the feet together, left leg to the sky. Inhale, sweeps our leg up, awakening our ankle three times in both directions. Awakening these wings of our womb, this foundation of our being. And then opening our hip, bring your foot to your bum, stack your left hip over your right, press your awakened foot all the way over to the right. Maybe you can even love tap your friend over there. Yeah. Lengthen back to the sky. Inhale. Exhale. Hug your knee in. Lift the hips. Take the foot between the hand. Back knee to the earth. Back knee onto a cushion as needed. Or some of us, we might even just fold our mat to protect our knee. That can also feel really supportive. And then walk your hand up, or maybe bringing blocks. Lift and spread your toes. Open the heart. Inhale. And exhale, deepen into a lunge. So if your fingers are touching a surface, then you can push down into that surface to lift and lengthen the spine, and maybe the chin comes up. Shoulders draw back. Lift and spread the toes. Your root chakra is calling. It's saying, get grounded. There's always messages from the universe coming through. Root down a lot through that front foot. Open the heart. Inhale. And as you exhale, gently heel toe the foot to the side. Bring your fingertips to the earth for a gecko lunge. Sending the hips to the earth, we open the heart. Inhale and exhale. Begin our forward fold. So you can stay on fingertips, on blocks, on forearms. If your hips are opening and you can go a little deeper, come onto the pinky toe edge, let the knee splay out. And if you're feeling strong, tuck your back toe. Lift your back leg. Beautiful. Gently ground the back knee. Come on to your hands, or else simply shift the weight to the right hand for our twist. Inhale, taking left arm all the way up and back, taking hold of the foot. Kick the foot into the hand to spiral open the heart. Gently release. Heel toe the foot to the center for a low lunge. Come onto your fingertips. Tucking the toe, press the hips up. Lengthen the spine. Lift and spread the toes. Square your hips. We're staying grounded here. And then shift your weight to the right hand. Inhale, left arm opens. Crescent lunge twist. Beautiful. Make sure your shoulder is aligned. There we go. Activate your fingers. Come on to your itsy bitsy spider fingertips. There we go. And as you exhale, see if you can curl over a ball. So lean back like you're curling over a ball. Beautiful, everyone. Keep the knee bent, 90 degrees. Inhale here. Exhale, plant the hands, step to the top of a push-up. Exhale, lower down. Tops of the feet root down for cobra this time. Press into the hands, roll the shoulders back, open the heart, pull the kneecaps up, and relax your shoulders. Zip your elbows in. There we go. Open the heart. Downward facing dog, please. Dance it out a moment. And then one foot at a time, walk yourself to the top of the mat, please. Look up to lengthen. Exhale, Uttanasana, forward fold. Bring your hands to the earth. Nod, yes, no, maybe so with the head. really beautiful grounding pose here. Forward folds bring us back into ourselves, and here we're awakening the legs. Take your feet a little bit wider than hips distance. Lift and spread your toes. Bend your knees. Open your sit bones. So press the pinky toe edge of the foot. Walk your fingertips forward. Lean back. Traction the spine. And release. And come on to the fingertips. Inhale, look up halfway. Draw your shoulders back. Interlace the hands at the low back. Reach your hands to lengthen the spine. Exhale, waterfall the arms up and over. Soft knees. And release the hands again. Root down through the four corners and roll up vertebrae by vertebrae. Head comes last. Sweep your arms up. And exhale, release. Turn to the person next to you. Does everyone have a someone? Come with me. Whoever's taller, I want you to put your hands on their shoulders and just give them a pushover. And then take turns. Just practice pushing each other over. Everyone got the gist there? Okay, now come back to standing. Lift and spread your toes. Make sure that your pinky toe is aligned with the outer arch of the heel, please. So maybe some of us are slightly pigeon-toed. Beautiful. Spread your toes a lot. Soft bend in the knees. Look at the inner arch of your foot. Make sure it's nice and lifting. We call this Padabandha. Soften your knees. Root down through the four corners, and then from the hips to the ribcage, lift and lengthen. So lift the ribcage. Take the shoulders down the back. And now try to give each other a little bit of a push. You feel the difference? All right, give your namaste to your partner and find your way back to the mat. Did everyone feel a difference there? So this is the difference when we take 2 seconds to properly set up our foundation and root. So set up your foundation on your mat now. Spread your toes. Soft bend in the knees. We're gonna cycle through our flow one more time. Inhale, sweep your arms up. Exhale, hinge from the hips, fold forward. Look up and lengthen, halfway lift, draw your shoulders back. Plant the hands, exhale, step back to the top of a push-up, drawing your belly into the spine. Lengthen through the crown of the head and the heels. Inhale, exhale, lower down. Bring your knees down if you need. Inhale, cobra or up dog. Relax the shoulders away from the ears. Push into the hands. Exhale, downward facing dog. Relax your shoulders. Soften your face. Step the feet together. Inhale, right leg to the sky. So shorten your stance so it's not quite so wide, and that's going to help you feel more stable. Fire hydrant. Bring your foot to your bum and see if you can give your friend a love tap on the left. But keep your right armpit square. Let's see if you can do it. Unless it makes you feel really unsafe. Nice. Lengthen back to the sky. Inhale. Exhale, coming foot between the hand, back knee to the earth, hands to the knee, to the blocks, or inhale the arms up, crisscross the hands, and exhale, relax into your lunge, softening the shoulders away from the ears. Push into the feet to open the heart. Maybe the chin comes to the sky. Root down. Take your ears, take your shoulders behind your ears and lift the chin. Beautiful. Inhale, open the heart. Exhale, hand to the inside of the foot, heel toe the foot to the edge of your mat. This is our gecko lunge. Inhale to look up, knee over ankle. And exhale to slowly lower down. Maybe you're on forearms, maybe you're on hands, maybe the back leg is lifted, or maybe you're splaying your knee wide to the side. Inhale here. Exhale, release the back knee down, shift the weight, coming into our twist. Lift the back heel up. Inhale, the right arm up and over. Maybe you're kicking the foot into the hand. Inhale here. Exhale, release to a low lunge. Heel toe the foot to the edge, to the middle of the mat, fingertips, hips. Lengthen the spine, lift and spread the toes. Coming into our second twist here, shift the weight right, left hand, right arm to the sky. Keep the knee bent. Beautiful mudra, Netta. Looking beautiful. All of you, lift your hip a little bit more. Relax it back towards the heel. Lift your head so it's in line with the spine. There we go. Plant the hand, high plank. Inhale to strengthen, exhale to lower. Inhale to open the heart, relaxing the shoulders, spread your fingers, and exhale to press back into a downward facing dog. Now we're flowing, feeling a little bit more grounded in the flow now that you know what comes next. Soft bend in the elbow. Left leg sweeps up. Bend your knee, exhale, fire hydrant, give your friend a love tap. You bring your hands way back, it's going to be much less strength on the hands. There we go. Back to the sky, inhale, hug the knee, low lunge, back knee to the earth. Our dragon variation, lift and spread the toes, arms up, inhale, maybe you're interlacing your hands. And exhale, deepen into the lunge, relax the shoulders. As you root into the front foot, open your heart, the chin to the sky. The shoulders are behind the ears and you're lifting and curling open from the heart. Inhale, exhale, lower down, gecko lunge, hand to the inside, heel toe the foot. Look up, inhale. And exhale, melt into your variation. So maybe you're on forearms, maybe you're on blocks, maybe you're on fingertips. Maybe your back toe is tucked with your back leg lifted, and maybe you're rolling onto the pinky toe edge and letting your knee come out to open through the hips. So working on these poses that are awakening our hips and our lower body, this is gonna help to balance the muladhara, this primal instinct, survival, psychological power within us. Coming into our twist, maybe you're coming onto the fingers. Inhale, bending the back knee, reach your left arm up and over, kick the foot into the hand to spiral the heart open. Inhale and exhale, gently release. Low lunge, tuck your back toe, fingertips, lift your hips. Draw the energy towards the belly, knee over ankle. Lift and spread your toes and come into your twist. Inhale, left arm to the sky. Come onto your fingertips. Expand over the ball. Firm that back leg a lot. Lift your hip. Beautiful. Lift your head so it's in alignment with the spine. Plant the hands. Step back. High plank. Low plank, up dog, down dog. You go with your breath. And take a few breaths in child's pose, please. Maybe you're taking a prayer to the sky with elbows by your ears. Maybe your arms are alongside the body. Maybe it's just an opportunity for you to wipe sweat off. This is a moment of rest. And gently roll up. Tuck your toes. Sit on your heels, spreading your toes. So this is a beautiful samurai toe stretch. Take your left elbow to the sky, right hand pressing it down, and hug the belly in to take the fold. There we go. Close your eyes for 3 full breaths here. And switch sides. Right elbow to the sky, pressing it down. If this feels a little bit uncomfortable for your toes, that's normal. Helps to prepare you for all the barefoot jungle walking that you do here, right? Gently release the hands to the earth. Shift the weight onto the hands, tops of the feet. Come to the earth and take a moment with your hands on your thighs to just feel the joy of prana rushing to your feet. Interlace the hands behind the back. Inhale, lift the chest. Exhale, hair pose. We bring the head right in close to the knees. Lift the hips and take our arms up and over the gaze to the belly button. And gently release. Take a moment to draw those figure eights in the sky with your nose. Some crunchy in there. You too? Looking left and right. When you're ready, come back to center. Hug the belly in. Take your elbows behind the back. So you're going to take 3 breaths to the right and 3 breaths to the left as you watch me. I'm going to demonstrate our headstand progression. So I'm going to take the heel of my hand to the third eye, and where my middle finger comes, this is where I'm going to place the head. So I'll take the elbows in my hand, bring them to the earth, and create a tripod. My pinkies are released and my thumbs are open. I use the forearms as a base to really root into the earth. Option, and then I bring my head into the cradle. Option 1 is a downward dog forearm. Push down into the earth to strengthen and lengthen. Option 2 is walk the feet in. Keep pushing down through the forearms. Option 3 is 1 foot at a time. Keep pushing down and strengthening. If you can stay here for 5 breaths, no problem, then come up with control. When you're ready, 1 leg at a time, child's pose. But notice that I didn't jump at all. Did you notice that? So we're gonna avoid jumping and really just move from core integrity. So you did 3 breaths both sides? I'm sure of it. Okay, take your forearms, bring them to the earth. Interlace the hands, release your pinky fingers, open your thumb, bring the crown of your head into the cradle. Please go slowly with me. If you are new to this, stick with option 1, tuck your toes, lift your hips for a forearm preparation. Align your shoulders over your elbows. Push down into the forearms to strengthen and lengthen. So remember the stages that I offered. Bend your knees into your chest. If you can breathe there for 5 breaths, then come up. So this is safe. If you're on your moon cycle, you can lie on your back and press your legs to the sky. Really beautiful, controlled, slow movements, everyone. This is how we avoid injury. This is how we stay grounded and safe, is by going slow, by listening to the body instead of letting the head get ahead of us. When you're ready to come down into child's pose, feel welcome. If you want a couple more goes or a couple more moments, feel welcome. I'm also walking around, so if anyone is requiring my assistance, I'm here for you. keep rooting down through the forearms, strengthening and opening through the forearm, through the neck. Push through the balls of your feet. Beautiful, everyone. Finding your way into a child's pose and a downward facing dog. So the lesson of the Muladhara Chakra is when you're not quite feeling safe or quite feeling ready, go slow. Challenge yourself, but go slow. Downward facing dog, walk your fingertips forward. Come high onto the toes, please. Soft bend in your knee to lengthen your spine, and then looking up between the hands and the feet, hop, step, or float. Halfway lift and exhale, release. Take your elbows and your hands. Take your feet hips distance. Soft bend in your knees. Spread your sit bones open wide. And gently release. Root down through the feet and come all the way up. Rounded spine or flat back, your choice. Arms up, inhale. And exhale, hands in prayer. Keep your hands in prayer and just set up the alignment of your feet, hips distance. Now choose a beautiful tree here in the jungle to have as your drishti. Keep focused on that point. Hug your belly in, lift your rib cage. Now lift and spread your right toes. Place them down as far from each other as possible. Lift the right heel, shift it back, and then shift all the weight onto the right foot for Vrikshasana or Chi tree pose. Foot to the earth, the shin, or maybe to the thigh. Some of us might even come into a half lotus. Push the foot and thigh into each other to grow. Keep your drishti, your gaze. And as you root down with the feet, inhale, start to grow your branches to the sky. The more centered, grounded, and balanced you are, the more you can let the wind blow through your branches, blow through the leaves, the more stable and centered you'll be. What a metaphor that is for life. Open your arms wide. Turn your knee forward, eagle pose, Garudasana. Slide the left leg around. Maybe the top of the foot comes behind left, and the right arm comes under the left, spiraling to the center. Lift your elbows away from the chest. Press your hands away and gently sink into your chair. Keep your drishti, keep that engagement of your belly. Uddiyana Bandha, reach your hands. And then inhale, gently release with control, circling out the hands and circling over the right foot. Whew. Lift and spread left toes, left heel lifts and draws back. Find your drishti, your gaze, shift the weight. Hands to hip this time. Keep your hips level as you find your variation of Vrikshasana Chi pose. This is staying mindful to avoid any direct pressure on the knee. And as you push into the thigh, open the knee, lift the heart. And same thing, root down a lot. Your hips are level. Choose your gaze point and then grow your branches and let the breeze move through them. Remembering that the more grounded and stable you are, the more centered you can remain in the storm. So if you're feeling a little bit ungrounded here, then set up your foundation again. Lift and spread your toes, soft bend in the knee. And then open your wings wide, inhale, and exhale, Garudasana, slide right leg across left. Maybe the foot can press into the shin, left arm underneath right, spiral the arms, lift the elbows, press the hands away, and sink into your balancing eagle pose. Reach your hands forward, keep your drishti, keep hugging your belly in. With a smile, we inhale and release, circling the wrists and the foot. Arms up, inhale. Hinge from the hips, exhale, fold. Look up, halfway lift and lengthen. Your choice, high plank to low plank or straight to a down dog. Step the feet together, right leg to the sky. And exhale, hug the knee in behind the wrist for a pigeon pose. Back knee to the earth. Take the flesh away from the sit bones. Walk your hands back to your hips. So we're starting in a back bend variation, Raja Kapotasana. Root the back knee down and isometrically hug front knee towards back. Open the heart. Option to have the hands to the earth or blocks. Option two is hands to the sky. Relax your shoulders. Option three is reverse namaste. And option four, we lift the back leg and the hand comes to the top of the foot, kicking the foot into the hand. Eventually, we might get there. And if not, we can still be good at yoga. We can still benefit from opening. Inhale, open the heart. Slowly release the hands, flesh away from right sit bones, lower onto a block or cushion if you need the support, fingertips forward, tuck the toes, and then gently release left arm, right arm, stack your fists, plant your hands, rest a cheek. Option to engage the back leg by tucking the toe, or option to just let it go. Primal fear, so much of our fight or flight, so much of our grief and sadness. And tuck your toes, walk your fingers back in. Lift your back leg, draw the back knee in, and pushing into your hands, send that leg to the sky again. And release. Second side, please. Left leg sweeps up. And exhale, hug the knee in for a pigeon. Left knee behind left wrist, back knee to the earth, walk your hands next to the hip. Option to keep yourself grounded, your hands on the earth, shoulders back, heart lifted, chin lifts. Hug the back knee towards the front knee, arms up, option two. Option three, reverse prayer to your backside, and option four, reaching all the way to that top foot. Release, gently lower to the earth, taking the flesh away from left sit bones, lowering onto block or cushion, sleeping swan variation. Oh, Let's take three long exhales. Big breath in. Walk your hands to an upright, please. Take your hands over the left side, rolling over, bringing your back leg forward. Both feet connect to the earth. Lift the hips and gently lower back with control all the way onto the back. Make sure your block is handy. Coming up into a supported back bend this morning. Raise your hand if you don't have a block, and I'm going to steal from the rich and give to the poor. It's very Robin Hood of me, you know. Bring your fingertips to tickle your heel, please. Pushing into your feet. Inhale, lift the hips all the way up. Rock your shoulders underneath your back. Come on to the balls of your toes, please. Lift your hips even higher. Rock your shoulders under even deeper. And now, take your block to your sacrum. It's got a low variation, a middle, and a high. The sacrum is that sacred triangle bone above your butt cheeks. Once you feel stable and supported, walk your feet all the way forward so your toes are to the sky, but your heels are rooted. And then take your arms up and over. It's only when we feel stable, grounded, and connected that we allow ourselves to be vulnerable and open in this way. We'll see if you can let yourself find that grounded quality, that supported quality, so that you can open. And take in this beautiful message that Ben Harper shares. I am blessed. Yes, you are. Notice if you're breathing. We'll stay here for five more full breath cycles. If there's someone in the room who wants to release their block and take a full wheel, now is your moment to walk your feet in, lift your hips, hands by the ears. If you're someone who could benefit from receiving more support, then stay there with the block. If you're in the full wheel, hug your knees and elbows to the midline. Notice, make sure that your feet aren't penguining out. And your elbows. Hug your elbows into the midline. I never dreamed of when you're ready, if you're with the block, walk your feet back in, lift the block, release vertebrae by vertebrae. If you're in a full wheel, chin to chest to release. And come feet together, knees wide, elbows above the head, and just feel the difference, especially in your lower body, between now and the beginning of class. Are you feeling a bit more lightness here, a little bit less density? Relax your arms onto the earth. Relax your feet together, your knees wide. Take this butterfly of the legs. Take your hands outside of your knees, the knees to the sky. Lengthen your right leg down the mat. Hug your left knee into the chest, please. What a wicked thing to do. Ekapada Apanasana. Lengthen your left arm alongside the left shoulder, please. Your right hand is on the knee. And gently peel the left hip off the earth and come into a spinal twist. Keep your shoulder blades grounded, so maybe a block underneath your knee. The head is gazed to the left. Now physically pick up your rib cage, roll it onto the earth so that your left shoulder blade is as grounded as your right. If the person next to you is your friend or, yeah, you're welcome to put your left hand on their right knee, or you can just touch them, whatever. Close your eyes for 3 breaths, please. Turn your head this way. There we go. And then you feel the spinal twist action. Inhale back to center, please. Come on to the back. Keep squeezing that knee into the chest. And take the hands behind the belly of that left thigh. Lengthen your left leg all the way to the sky. Keep your right hand to your right hip. Left hand outside of the shin or the foot as you gently lower left shoulder to elbow onto the earth, opening your leg wide, keeping both hips grounded. Press out through the four corners of both feet. Maybe your friend is going to take your foot and lift it up higher towards your head. Keep that right hip grounded. Look slowly. And then gently hug your knee back into your chest. Lift your head, kiss your knee. Tell your legs how much you appreciate and support how they carry you through the earth. And then lengthen that leg down the mat and feel the difference side to side. Right knee hugs in. Squeeze it. Ekapada Apanasana. One-legged wind relieving pose. Lengthen your left arm alongside the left shoulder. Nope, that's not what I meant at all. I lied. Take the right arm long by your right shoulder. Yeah. Now peel the right side of your body off the earth and lower your knee towards the left onto a block or a cushion so you can bring the shoulder, the arm shoulder height. Yes. Maybe your hand comes to your friend's knee to help them go deeper. And then lift your rib cage, roll it onto the back. Roll onto the back so much so that your right shoulder blade is as grounded as your left. And close your eyes a few breaths. Center, please. Hug your knee in. Activate both feet, please, so your grounded feet, toes to the sky. Interlace the hands behind the belly of the thigh, lengthen the foot to the sky. So just avoiding any direct pressure on the knee. So you can just take both hands and interlace them behind the thigh. Your head can rest on the earth. Yeah, the thigh. So direct pressure on the knee, we avoid. Now take your left hand to the left hip. Keep your left hip grounded. Take your right hand into the shin, into the right hand. So the outside of the leg. The outside of the leg. And then lower from your shoulder to your elbow, opening your leg wide. And And again, maybe you're taking your friend's foot and encouraging that foot a little bit higher towards the face if you feel inspired. And gently coming back to center, hug your knee into your chest. Oh, yes, kiss your knee. Lift your head, kiss your knee, show your appreciation for these limbs at the base of our being. Release your head, hug both knees in. Bring hands behind both knees and gently rock forward and back. Massaging out any last tension of the spine. And rolling all the way up to a seated meditation position. Come sit on a block or a cushion. Maybe you're in a half lotus now that your hips are so open. Maybe not. Lift your ribcage. And we'll take our earth mudra, our Muladhara Chakra mudra again. So with the ring finger and the thumb, palms facing up. Close your eyes. And let's chant Lum together three times. So big breath in. Lum. So keeping your awareness at the base of the spine, Muladhara Chakra, big breath in. Notice if you're leaning forward and just shift weight to the, all good, to the tailbone. So like almost like you're leaning back and then lift the heart. I'm gonna take 10 more full breaths here, and then if you wanna come to complete your practice in Shavasana, you're welcome, or if you'd like to complete a meditation, you're welcome. If you're taking Shavasana, feel welcome to bring cushions to support your head or your knees. Be comfortable. core wound of the Muladhara chakra is the fear of our physical survival, and fear of abandonment by our tribe. It's our fear of lack of order. Remind yourself that you are supported by many, many, many aspects of both the seen and the unseen. You're supported through countless fields of invisible energies, sights, sounds, the plant kingdom, animals, all support you. You are supported by the elements, by the ever-present guidance within you in any circumstance, at any time. The very essence that is you, love and life, which is everything, supports you. You are supported. You are safe. You have the right to be here. Gently start to wiggle awake fingers and toes. If you're in meditation, please stay. And stretch your arms long above the head, stretching fingers to toes. Coming on to one side. Finding your way up into a seated meditation. I'm out of tune. Take one hand to your heart and one hand to the earth, please. Just connecting your heartbeat with the heartbeat of the planet. Just feeling that connection and that support. No matter how much money you have, no matter where your home is, you're always supported and nourished. And come back to the intention that you set for your practice today. Sending this feeling of groundedness deep into your soul and extending that feeling to anyone in your life who could benefit from more ground, from more earth, from more safety. And then bringing that earth energy up into the heart, hands come together, maybe one palm on top of the other or Anjali Mudra. And we'll sing together one beautiful om to close our practice. I'm taking a nice deep breath in. Thank you all for your beautiful practice. I hope you're feeling grounded and connected. Nice start to the week. If you borrowed a mat, please wipe it down. If you've dropped in, come and see me. If this is your first time, come and write your name. We'll be back here tomorrow for the Svadhisthana chakra, our second chakra. It's the sexy chakra. It's the one that people like the most. The most controversial chakra. Have a beautiful day and look forward to seeing y'all soon. And YTT, let's have a picnic. It's a nice sunny day. Thank you so much for listening and tuning into our podcast today. I really hope that you got a lot from it and feel really inspired and uplifted. Please help us help you by spreading the love. Tell a friend, leave us a 5-star review, and make sure to sign up to our love letter at pureflow.yoga to stay connected with the community and receive our free weekly love and inspirations, as well as be the first to know about our upcoming blog and podcast episodes. We're also going to share with you special deals on our Thailand yoga retreats that we just don't share anywhere else. And if you want to help support these efforts, which it takes a lot of time and love and energy to spread the love in this way, and we want to keep doing this for you, so please consider sharing a monthly donation, a contribution, and you can find that at pureflow.yoga/podcast. So hope you have a really beautiful day, a really beautiful week. Feel free to reach out anytime, and sending you so much love. Yeah.